Peace to the gods. Talk Radio.
Holy moly, diamonds on my rollers. 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 Hocus pocus, ram me with votes. Hocus pocus, got your bitch folks. I'ma break it down and gon' collect. And if I go down, I'ma call collect. Take it to the mesh and take her to the boat. I be popping pills, they be slipping snorts. Bumping on that Molly, smoking that Jamaica. Willie's on the Harley, South Queens, Jamaica. 500 rounds, 500 thou car crews. 5-star telly, 5-star bitches all choose. Holy moly, diamonds on my rollers. 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 Hocus pocus, ram me with votes. Hocus pocus, got your bitch folks. Hocus pocus, eating ram me with votes. Hocus pocus, got your bitch folks. Diamonds on my rollie chains like a jewel. My bitch from Cuba and my lawyer jewels. Hocus pocus sniping bitches disappear. Sipping on the clear, I ain't thinking clear. Look at my rollie, sipping and pippin' like gold. I'm a syrup like I'm Tony, silver surfer macaroni. And that drop hit with the lemon hit, 100 no dime. Shorty caught me 10 rollies, still got no time for it. Holy moly, diamonds on my rollers. 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 Hocus pocus, ram me with votes. Hocus pocus, got your bitch folks. Hocus pocus, eating ram me with votes. Hocus pocus, got your bitch folks.
Yeah, I know we just signed the deal, but I need my advance on the next one too. They know I'ma be around. Yeah, I need it.
Metro Boomin want some more.
Cause I got a really big team, and they need some really big rings. They need some really nice things. Better be coming with no strings. Better be coming with no strings. We need some really nice things. We need some really big rings. I got a really big team. I got a really big team. They need some really big rings. They need some really nice things. Better be coming with no strings. Better be coming with no strings. We need some really nice things. We need some really big rings. I got a really big team, man. What a time to be alive. You and yours versus me and mine. Are we talking teams? Are we talking teams? Are you switching sides? Wanna come with me? Look at the smile on me. Look at the aisle on me. I do not chase girls, but they run a mile for me. Say she gon' ride for me, I buy the tires for you. This game is different, you only get one shot when niggas gon' file on you. Man, fuck them all. Man, we want it all. Don't get too involved. We gon' knock it off. And to top it off, I'm with all the dogs. It's a new season, and we still breathing. And I got a really big team, and they need some really big rings. They need some really nice things. Better be coming with no strings. Better be coming with no strings. We need some really nice things. We need some really big rings. I got a really big team. I got a really big team. They need some really big rings. They need some really nice things. Better be coming with no strings. Better be coming with no strings. We need some really nice things. We need some really I got a really big team.
Man, what a time to be alive. I'm drinking lean. They thought I died. I run with kidnappers. I'm talking about kidnappers. I'm talking about murdering niggas. I'm talking about carjackers. You just a battle rapper. I'm an official trapper. Niggas be driving subliminal niggas. They did some jibber jabber. We take a melee yeller, then we fill it with red forever ever. These niggas so jealous, jealous. Man, these niggas get scared, they tell it, tell it. I fuck a check up on everything. I bought some ice when the feds came. I bought that big new Celine. I got rings, I got raps like Serena. All of my rings, Aquafina. My bitch, Aquafina. Pluto and Jupiter, I go to Venus. I'm fresh out this store, but I'm not out the cleaner. Who keep a skull cut, these niggas, they
lose. Cause I got a really big team, and they need some really big rings. They need some really nice things. Better be coming with no strings. Better be coming with no strings. We need some really nice things. We need some really big rings. I got a really big team. I got a really big team. They need some really big rings. They need some really nice things. Better be coming with no strings. Better be coming with no strings. We need some really nice things. We need some really big rings. I got a really big team, man. What a time.
My AI just changed. It just buzzed the front gate. I thank God you came. How many more days could I wait? I made plans with you, and I won't let them fall through. I think I lie for you. I think I die for you. Jodeci cry for you. Do things when you want me to. Life controller, controller. Yeah, life controller, controller. Yeah, okay, you like it when I get aggressive. Tell you to go slower, go faster. Life controller, controller. Yeah, life controller, controller. And I'm never on a wasting shawty. I do it how you say you want it. Them girls, they just wanna take my money. They don't want me to give you nothing. They don't want you to have nothing. They don't wanna see me find your loving. They don't wanna see me smiling back when they pre-knowing I lie for you. Thinking I die for you. Jodeci cry for you. Do things when you want me to. Like controller, controller. Yeah. Like controller, controller.
Y'all up here off me garments. And I'm all becoming a me apartment pool. The girl them on the length and strength. Action speak louder than argument. Well,
but you can't just diss and come tell me sorry. You can't listen to me talk and go tell my story. Nah, it don't work like that when you love somebody. My old flex is my new flex now and we're working on it. Yeah, and that's why I need all the energy that you bring to me. My last girl would tear me apart, but she never wanna split a thing with me. But when it comes to you, you, I think I lie for you. I think I die for you. Do things when you want me to. Like controller, controller. Yeah, like controller, controller. Yeah. And I'm never on a wasting shawty. I do it how you say you want it. Them girls, they just wanna take my money. They don't want me to give you nothing. They don't want
want you to have nothing. They don't wanna see me find your love. They don't wanna see me smiling back when they breathe.
That girl got you too excited. That money had you too excited. Them cars had you way out your character. That jewelry got you way out your character. Them girls got you way out your character. The swing got you way out of character. The floor got you way out of character. I showed you love, now you way out of character. I should've known you would cost me. I should've known you would cost me. I should've known you were trust me. I should've known you.
Yeah. I should've known you would cross me. Because I'm on and I'm saucy. And I'm gone and you salty. Steam coming from your head like a coffee. My reality is better than your dreams, nigga. My whole pussy hole is wetter than your dreams, nigga. My whole legs spread wider than your wings, nigga. Put your head in a microwave thing, nigga. You out of character, slime, you out of character. And me, I'm out of patience, sick and tired like malaria. These hoes like mosquitoes, these niggas trying to be hoes. What happened to that boy? And I ain't pushing Tito. Super, where the cup at? I'm working on my comeback. Girl, I'm with, got much class, but she got a dumbass. I keep a money bag, a drug bag, and a gun bag. These niggas ain't even shining, making the sun mad. Rappers in my lunch bag, me and Future have a food fight. Bedroom full of new dice, old green and new white. That's old money, that's new coke, that's young money. That's 24/7365, that's cash money. I'm like, who-oh, who-oh, who-oh.
I should've known you across me.
Yeah,
I should've known you were close me.
I
should've known you were close me.
I tell him adios.
I should've known you were close me.
I'm on my patio.
I should've known you were close me.
Thinking about Hollywood.
I should've known you were close me.
I tell him adios.
I should've known you were close me.
Yeah.
I should've known you were close me. I was looking in your eyes, you ain't built like that. You ain't built like that.
I should've known you were a cop. Some of the closest niggas to me now come around. And some of the closest niggas to me, I gun them down.
Now, real.
I should've known you across me. I'm from the hood, it wouldn't help me. Go hard into the old me.
I should've known you across me. I should've known you across me.
Pull up, love.
Where you at?
I'm around the way, I'm waiting on you to pull up.
Alright, I'm coming.
I should've known you across me. I should've known you were close me. I should've known you were close me.
Hello?
I should've known you were close me. I got some niggas that was there, they ain't no longer there. I don't care, I don't cry about it. And I'm barely getting sleep anyway. I should've known you were close me.
Alright, alright. Peace to the gods. What's going on? Let me set up these lives real quick. You know how we do. All right, we live on FaceTime. We live on YouTube. I just got to do the gram. Give me a second. I always do Instagram live last. Because that's just the way I do it. You know what I mean? Checking connection. All right, I'm live on the gram. Peace to the gods. Hope everyone's doing fine. Moors, look your best. Moors, do your best. You know what I mean? That's the way we get down. Peace, peace, peace. How's everyone? The waves are starting to happen. And the whole nine, it's a wave. We got an upcoming seminar, and it is July 17th. It's here in Atlanta. We're going to go into the private banking. I'm going to go into some of the information tonight with UCC 8-112. I asked y'all to do y'all's homework and go back and listen to that show. I hope y'all did, because it's a doozy. It's a doozy. Is it the end of the UCC process? I think it is. It tells you how to do shit. If y'all doing the UCC process, y'all not doing it. But anyway, we'll get into that later. Here you go. July 17th, Saturday. It's from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Private Banking Using the Trust Seminar. $300. If y'all want more information, you know, y'all can go to jonahbay.com. And it'll give you the information to sign up, get your tickets in advance, all that good stuff. My dad going instant was just fell on the floor. It was burning. I had to go take care of that. Anyway, y'all see the garb. Mad spiffy. Got the Allah diamond pendant on. Diamond bracelet. Diamond. Then the Allah ring. As a Moor, I'm Muslim. The best y'all can understand it, I'm a Muslim. Far deeper than that. But yeah, go check out the website and see what's up with the trust banking, private banking seminar that's coming July 17th. Now, since I'm on the site, let me talk about the site. It's too many of you new people who don't know how to use websites. Some guy pissed me off so bad this weekend. He was like, I want the third-party debt collector letter. I want to shut some shit down. I said, all right. And he says, yo, send me the link. I'm like, he out of his fucking mind. If you want to buy that, you got to go to the site and go find it yourself. I'm not going to send you the link. Oh, I can't find it. It's not up there. I says, I took a deep breath, and I said, yo, go to the site, hit template, because you know it's a template, hit template, go to the bottom of the page, and hit next page. Next page. Keep on doing that until you see it. He went, oh, it's nothing up there that says that. Is it named this, that, this, and the other? He named some other name of another document. I'm like, dog, you asked me about the third party. Yeah, listen, motherfucker, don't text me no more. If you can't find it, it ain't meant for you to have it. How the fuck don't you know how to use websites by now? I don't know. Yo, when you buying your Jordans on the sneaker site, you pull up men's sneakers. You might put your size in there. And you hit next, 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 until you find the ones you looking for. How don't you know this on this site? Every site's worth the same, man. Listen, man. If you don't have enough brains to work a site, you probably shouldn't get into this. You probably shouldn't get into this. This probably ain't for you. You know what I mean? Probably not for you. So the nigga gonna say, LOL, ain't nothing up there like that. I said, dog, I told you to stop texting me. This is the second time I told you to stop texting me. Now, if I got a text again, a third time to say, don't text me no more, you know I was going to call him up and cuss him out, right? You know how your boy do. You know you wasting my fucking time answering and interrupting my consultations that I already had and all that shit. I don't play that shit, man. So then he wrote out this last time instructions I had told him to do. Obviously, this motherfucker went back and tried it again and hit next page and found it. My bad. I'm sorry. I won't text you no more. Da, da, da. I'm sorry to disturb you and being a bugaboo. I'm like, yeah, you was a fucking bugaboo. Come on, man. Dad, my Instagram saying poor connection. What's up with that? Well, there it is. Yeah, that's crazy, man. Please go on the site. If you don't see what you're looking for, hit next page, next page. You can go through the whole site by hitting next page. Okay? Please learn how to navigate the site. It's a real easy site. Nothing difficult about it. So that was my pet peeve. And stop looking for people to do shit for you that you're supposed to be doing for yourself. Really. That shit is crazy, man. You know what I mean? Send you the link to the site. It would have only gave you the link to the first page. You still wouldn't have been able to find what you was looking for. So come on, y'all. Let's you the one who need it, do the work that you need to get that template. You know what I mean? Anyway, it's the Jonah Bay Show. I'm about to go into the info. How y'all all doing out there? You know, I'm a Moor, so I got on my garb. And it's crazy. It's crazy. I enjoy this garb right here. I just got it. I keep on getting more and more stuff made. You know what I mean? I don't always want to wear a suit and a tie. You know what I mean? So I want to wear my garb as well. But let's get started. Let's go to UCC 8-112. Right? Now, goddamn, I pulled it up. All it's pulling up is my old show. I'm doing a new show. Give me the code. All right. And it's called Creditor's Legal Process. See, now, when y'all are trying to get to these securities down in the CAFRA accounts are down at your county where your straw man was created. That's the CAFRA accounts. Got billions and billions of dollars in there. The U.S. Treasury is not the place that has your so-called straw man account. It's down at your county. If you look at it's called birth certificate bonds. If you look at your birth certificate, nowhere on there does it say United States anything. It says whatever state you're from and your county where you're from. That's where your CAFRA account is. Now, it is that county that sets it up with the DTC, right? Got something in my teeth. Pardon. It is that county that sets it up with the DTC, makes the DTC the transfer agent, and starts trading with that bond as securities. Every time you sign your signature and give them the social, it creates a security that they trade on the open market that y'all call the stock market, right? Now, I know a lot of y'all only listen to me because y'all want to collapse that account. Y'all want that money. Well, it's a lot of things to do to get that money. You have to set yourself up to be considered someone who at the age of majority, right? What does that mean, age of majority? It means that you had to authenticate the birth certificate and you had to put an affidavit of ownership on it for your straw man. Then your straw man had to give it to your express trust as the secured party, the owner, right? I taught y'all about that when I taught y'all about, what rule was it? Rule 220 in Minnesota. That was the law. I taught that many years ago. Y'all still have to do that. It also annexed the birth certificate away from the United States Corporation. That's what you got to do, right? And then you have to give it to your trust. Now, when you do that, the trust becomes the owner, the beneficial owner. It becomes the secure party. And then it tells you how the trust goes about the creditor's legal process, because it's a creditor, right? So UCC 8-112, A, the interest of a debtor in a certificated security, means birth certificate, may be reached by the creditor only by actual seizure of the security certificate. That means that your trust has to actually seize the birth certificate. It has to have it in its possession, the authenticated one that was transferred onto it. How does it show it's a creditor? That's easy. It shows it's a creditor by doing the promissory note. I did a webinar on that. If y'all want the webinar, go to jonahbay.com, pick up the webinar to learn how to do the promissory note. Once you do the promissory note on it, you can also do what is called a security deed. My promissory note has the security deed built into the promissory note. Some people like to keep it separate. It's up to you, right? But it is the promissory note that proves who a debtor is and who's the creditor, without a shadow of a doubt, right? These are things I'm going to go over inside the seminar on July 17th. So you'll know how to do it easy and simple, right? So then it says, by the officer making the attachment or levy. Attachment or levy is when you do a non-UCC and then you do a UCC at the Secretary of State. That's a levy. Now, when you're going after the people that you're supposed to go after, you're going to have to do UCCs on them too. Or at least a non-UCC. Do a non-UCC and then make it known the UCC. And it says, except as otherwise provided in subsection D, however, a certificated security which the certificate has been surrendered to the issuer may be reached by the creditor by a legal process upon the issuer. Now, that was a fancy legalese way to say the issuer is your county. And you had to do a legal process on the county, a lawsuit on the county. That's what it's saying. Issuer, Look on your birth certificate. Who issued it? Your county. Your county. Right? Now, I got to ask y'all, with the Secure Party Creditor process, who told you to do that? Who told you you needed to do that? You've never been told that. You've been told you write a bond, send it off to the Treasury, and give them an indemnity contract. Indemnity contract means you forgive them for anything they've done against you. But let me ask you, you know when you take property and you give it to someone, that's a trust. You're going to give someone your property without doing your declaration of trust and telling them what they had to follow, your trust indenture, what rules they had to follow. That would be absolutely stupid. Absolutely stupid. But guess what? Most of y'all are fucking stupid. Y'all have done that. I've done it. I didn't know no better. I wasn't studying the laws myself. I did it too. So we were fucking stupid. But you give it to someone and don't require them to do anything is stupidity. Right? So what the Treasury did was take your birth certificate and the bonds you sent them, went down to the county and demanded the county give them units out of the CAFR account for those bonds. And you got nothing. You got nothing. You wasn't able to discharge. You got nothing from it. That's the SPC process, Secure Party Creditor process. Y'all love that shit. But you can't tell me where the fuck it originated from. You can't tell me where's the rules for it. Right now, I'm reading you the rules for creditors' legal process. I'm giving you the law. Where's the law for the SPC? Anyone? Anyone can tell me? Y'all all do it. Oh, I'm a secure party. I'm a secure party creditor. You went to court, you pulled out your UCCs and said you was a secure party creditor, your ass still lost the case, your ass still got locked up, your ass still lost the house. What good was it? What good was it? Try to get a lodial title, right, of your house, and the secure party creditor didn't help you do a damn thing. A damn thing. But y'all keep on talking about it. Y'all keep on participating. Now, someone asked me if they don't have a birth certificate, they're not a U.S. citizen, wasn't born in the U.S., how do they authenticate? I'm so tired of that question. I say it a million times. I know y'all don't know, but boy, I've been answering that question for 10 years. You're going to go to your embassy and ask them for an authenticated birth certificate. They will go get it for you. You got to get one from wherever the hell you're from. And it will already come authenticated. Then you have to add the affidavit of ownership to it. That's how you do it. Okay? Now, let me finish reading. B. The interest of a debtor in an uncertificated security may be reached by the creditor only by legal process upon the issuer at his chief executive order's office in the United States, except as otherwise provided in subsection D. Now, I know most people, y'all thought that shit was confusing. Y'all thinking, oh, United States at the chief executive office in the United States. You're thinking, oh, I'm going to send it to the president of the United States. That's not how they're using the word United States. They're using the word United States as in each state. Each state's executive office. Executive office. So who is the chief executive office of Georgia? What is that? Real simple. It's what you call the governor. The governor. You got to let him know you have every intentions on getting your bread from the county, CAFR accounts. He has to sign off on it. See, here's another thing. If y'all were, I did a show on it, but I did a seminar on it, and it was on the National Currency Act. It told you that had to go down inside the National Currency Act. This goes along with the National Currency Act. Y'all want the money. Y'all want the currency. Y'all want the units, the credits, but y'all don't want to read the laws that pertains to it and how to get it. They have it written down. It's broken up into different laws. Listen, first of all, I'm tired of people on Instagram always asking to come in and talk to me. If you want to talk to me, you must go to Blog Talk, the Jonah Bay Show. Call in and press 1 and put your hand up. I'm never going to talk to you on here. Never going to talk to you on here. My show is called the Jonah Bay Show on Blog Talk Radio. I'm doing you a courtesy by letting you see me teach and talk on Instagram. This is not for so Northern Hospitality. Put your fucking hand down. It ain't going to happen. Anyway, let me go to part C. The interests of the debtor, and let me say this also. A lot of you new guys have to go into the archives. All your questions are answered in the archives. Everything you want to know is in the archives. The show I'm doing today is for people that's more advanced. You're not going to understand anything that I'm talking about. You had to build up to this level. You see what I'm saying? So why don't you go to SoundCloud.com, search Jonah Bay, listen to a show once a day, a different show once a day. And then you'll get your questions answered, and you'll know what I'm talking about. And then you can come back and listen to more recent shows to comprehend what's going on. Some people have been here since 2014 learning. They know exactly what I'm talking about, but new people don't. Don't ask me where to start. You start inside the archive for free. You have to learn before you can even ask questions. Islamo. So, number C, the interest of a debtor in a security entitlement may be reached by the creditor only by legal process upon the securities intermediary. So it told you, yo, you're going to have to let the governor know. And then you're going to have to let the securities intermediary know. The intermediary is the DTC. Right? And then it says, with whom the debtor's securities account is maintained. Your account is maintained at the DTC. Right? So you're going to have to let them know and go after them. A lot of y'all seen how much money is sitting in those accounts because y'all went into the Fidelity account to see how much was in it. It wasn't just your money. It was an omnibus. An omnibus is when everyone that was born that year in your county, they grouped them together as one security. All that money's not yours. Okay? And it says, except as otherwise provided in subsection D. Now, we're finally going to go to the mysterious subsection D. The interest of a debtor in a certificated security for which the certificate is in the possession of the secure party, your trust, your express trust has possession, or in a secure party, the interest of the debtor in a certificated security for which the certificate is in possession of the secure party or an uncertificated security registered in the name of the secure party or a security entitlement maintained in the same in the name of the secure party may be reached by the creditor by legal process upon the secure party. Now, what it's saying is, let's say you went up there, you found out that someone else was claiming that they was a secure party to your name, which is the straw man. You would sue them for your securities. But most of y'all ain't going to be in that position. Don't even worry about it. They get to use your shit without trying to claim that they're the owner. They never try to claim they're the owner, right? E, the creditor whose debtor is the owner of a certificated security, uncertificated security, or security entitlement is entitled to aid from the court of a competent jurisdiction by an injunction or otherwise in reaching certificated securities, uncertificated securities, or security entitlement, or in satisfying the claim by means allowed at law or equity in regard to property that cannot be readily be reached by other legal processes. I told y'all we would have to learn equity court because you have it in your express trust. Your express trust can go to equity court and make demands on what's its property. These are the things you're going to be learning. I'm going to go more in depth into the seminar that I'm having July 17th. It's all about the trust, y'all. Only the trust can own property. But y'all are still chasing down the secure party creditor process. But y'all have done it, and it didn't work. Why? Why, my nagas, are y'all still chasing the secure party creditor process? You got people like Youssef. You got all these other people with the secure party creditor process. And they claim they know it. They claim it's private banking. They claim that it does so much, right? All them niggas is broke. All them niggas don't have money. None of them can show you one law that tells you how to go get those securities. This law specifically tells you how to get the securities. Now, I went into UCC 8-112. I didn't even go into UCC 13. 8-113 yet. You know, if you hit UCC 8-113, statute of frauds inapplicable, a contract or modification of a contract for the sale or purchase of securities is enforceable whether or not there is in writing signed or recorded or record of authentication by the party against whom the enforcement is sought. Even if the contract or modification is not capable of performance within a year of its making. What they're saying is you can say fraud. They can never say fraud to you. And you can go after them. Even if you wasn't, your name is on the contract, but your straw man's name, but you're not listed in the contract. You can snatch your shit back whenever you want. That's called being the age of majority and doing your own business. But like I said, I'll expand on it more July 17th in the upcoming seminar. But I'm going to open up the call lines. We're going to talk about this. stay on point. This is Monday's show. This ain't Consultation Wednesday. Stay on point. You don't need the link. If you put in UCC 8-113, it'll take you there. All right, I'm going to call a 612-578. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace, Jonah. Peace, peace. How you be?
Wonderful, magnificent, and great. Thanks for asking, Ashe.
Likewise, likewise. What's your book number? Check it. Yes,
I know your voice, God.
And, I know you. Me and Empress, you know, Jessica, she led a brother. She was explaining this to a brother yesterday. You got a bunch of shit to do. Don't even concern yourself about it. I mean, the brother was asking. He could have been more wise than what he was. You know, motherfuckers come on the show trying to, they big bits and pieces from other processes.
Right.
He went in like 2 hours overtime on Shaka's show. And I said, Joe, and I kept the buck, Jonah. You could hear the show. I was like, yo, the ancestors flowing through Jonah because he's talking some way shit that's way beyond, right? So I know it ain't you sitting up a million hours a night. This shit is DNA.
And it is. Them, it's mostly
look, brother, this is a spiritual path. I said, you can't do what the next thing to do. This is a spiritual path. I said, yo, listen, your declaration different from mine. My people from over here. Your people from over there. You can't do what the next man do. He's like, yo, can we? You could tell he was coming. He was trying to salvage some of this SPC process. And, you know, Shaka was on it. He let us go like 2 hours overtime. And he kept going, and I broke down to the brother like, look, fam. You can't do that. Plus, also, you made a point. I was explaining to the brother that money that you see and you do your little research, those is pooled accounts just like the mortgages is pooled. Your money.
I said, if
a nigga commit a crime in your name, you really want some of that funk that's coming to him from the police? Just because I use your name and commit a crime, brother, you don't get part of the money that I committed with the fraud. Either you honorable or you not.
Right.
And this is why the niggas is going to jail, Jonah, because when you attach yourself to these monies, you attach yourself to the fraudulent activity. And that's why they're going to jail.
Exactly. You public know? And private don't mix.
Yeah, you got to listen to that show, Jonah. That shit was hot. That shit was hot. You got to go back. Shaka, I'll tell you, like, yo, he let us rock. And it was really basic. And that's what I'm saying. I didn't even know you was going over this today, but the whole show, like the last 2 hours, Jessica went in on that. She was telling me, brother, listen, there's a whole bunch of shit you got to do, plus that money ain't yours. So I think a lot of the newbies, they need to hear that. Like, this ain't just, you just waking up and following Jonah Bay. Nah, this is motherfucking years of research. The rules is clear. And if you not in your proper person, you going to jail for fucking with these securities. This ain't for sporting Amendment citizens.
A lot of people
your tax
understand that the only one that can go after this shit is your express trust. It can own property. If you go after these shits as your straw man, you don't have a right to them. It's not yours. It can't own nothing. It's a perpetual slave. This is why we...
Okay, so this... Okay, Jonas. So this is relative to what we're talking about tonight. So you can sue the entity that's acting like they're acting like they're holding their due course. Hold their due course. But what about the list of individuals on the DTC?
It told you to go after the DTC. It said go after.
I'm talking about those that's okay.
It's you don't concern yourself with individuals. You concern yourself with the head of the organization. It said that the interest of the debtor in a security entitlement may be reached by the creditor only by legal process. Legal process means sue upon the security intermediary. That's the DTC. You have to sue.
Okay, now when you say sue, just for to clear the air, you know, for the any discrepancies, you mean obviously our administrative process, right?
The administrative process is a lawsuit, but you might have to take it into their administrative court. Okay. But you, I always taught y'all never go into administrative court without doing your administrative process first. Because in equity court, they would be under latches already.
Mm-hmm.
So you gave them three chances.
Yep. I'm a yield. I had to let you know that though. We really heavy on this. So this is two. This is a double dose of the
UCC, double win
112 because we went over it yesterday on soccer show. So just stop chasing your tail, brothers. Peace, brother Islam.
Peace. I'm going to call a 6-1. Ooh. Six one six 7-2-3. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace to the God, Jonah.
What's up, girl? How are you?
I am thankful and grateful that Lord comes with money and great health close to me quickly and easily, and I wish the same for you, your family, and the listening audience.
Ashe. Thanks for the love, sis.
Okay. I'm from another country, so I understand what you're saying about making sure that you send it to your embassy. And I've become a naturalized citizen, so I have to make sure that I authenticate that from the county level on up. And then the birth certificate, I have to have naturalized.
If your country has counties, some countries don't have counties. This is why I say go to the embassy, because I don't know how other countries are set up. They call them hamlets. They call them all types of things. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Absolutely. So I'm following you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But yeah, way for people that
are
from America.
When you become naturalized, I think they get the bonds on you and so forth from your country transferred over to here. Isn't that what they do?
Yeah. See, what happens is your birth certificate is the bond from wherever country you're from, right? But then when you come here and you do the contracts here, they create another bond, which they use here. And the bond that they use here is called the green card, work visa, all that type of shit. Yes.
Uh-huh.
So those use that here, but the original, so that's what you would call a security bond here, the green card and all that. But your original uncertificated security bond is that birth certificate, no matter where it's from.
Yeah. So as I'm studying with you, I have to kind of customize it to what, you know, is appropriate for my situation.
Right. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Everyone's situation is not the same, y'all.
Right. But this is interesting, though. I'm happy that you covered that UCC 8-112 because I've never thought to read it until you just pulled it up and read it to us. And, of course, you have a way of understanding it, the legalese, that you can explain to us that that's what's missing from my, you know, frame of reference is that you're able to understand it and, interpret it to us. So thank you for that.
Yeah, because I really want people to know for sure there is laws on how to get this, y'all call it money, securities, whatever, units. Pastor Tony King called it units of gold and silver. It's a way to get it. And they've written it down on how to do it. The question is, are you reading the laws on how to do it? Are you in your proper person to be able to do it?
Right. Then the
you know
proper
what I mean?
Person, which is the trust. Yeah, the trust will be able to do it. Because it's a natural person.
Exactly. So this is why it's taken me so long to break down, because I also have to break down the lies of the SPC.
Yes. I've been down that rabbit hole, and it serves me. I lost my house and everything
me
else
too.
As a result of following the FCC process.
I foreclosed on following that shit. I know it don't work. I don't give a fuck how many people tell you it do. Look at their lifestyle. When you look at their lifestyle, you know they're lying.
Right.
They ain't got no $200,000, $300,000 car. They don't have $1 million, $2 million, $3 million house. They don't have none of the stuff, the accruements that comes with having money.
Absolutely.
It worked. You got money. So
there you go.
Y'all got to start looking at the people who tell you these things. Now, me, I am rich, but I tell you from giddy up, yo, I ain't got to that money yet. But I give you the laws that say how to do it. And I'm following it, and I'm teaching y'all those laws as I go through them, as I overstand them. You know,
absolutely.
And that's...
And I'm following you every step of the way.
That's
yeah.
the difference, you know.
That's right.
But
and you by you following their laws, you are providing us remedy, true remedies. The other processes did not do that for me. The Patriot one, the,
right.
you know, other Moorish ones, the SBC process, none of that provided me remedy.
Friends, I followed the Moors. I followed everyone until I figured out no one knew what the fuck they were talking about. None of them was going by law. So I said, I'll study the law myself no matter how long it takes me. And that's
absolutely.
When the answer
definitely.
Started opening my eyes to the shit.
That's right. And I know I received, when you told us to do the DBA on the name, which is a registration of the name, that's when I received remedy. It discharged $33,000 worth of my debt.
That's how you actually prove that the straw man is a straw man.
Absolutely.
You have
yeah.
actual document to prove that this shit is different than me. It is a legal entity separate from me.
That's right.
Now, other people go
so
to the
to
court.
And it's so sad to say that it took me a long time to realize that.
The straw man's not me sounding crazy. If you ain't got no proof, you sound crazy.
That's right. But, well, it took you to come on the scene in 2014 and let us know the difference between the straw man and an actual sentient, living sentient being. That they have a title on the straw man, and then it's after us to go and authenticate the birth certificate, which proves that it's genuine. Yep.
And I showed
and
y'all the law that said to do that.
That's right. That's right.
You know what I mean? And my whole thing is this. Noble Drew Ali said, get a new name and do business in the new name. Don't forget about your old name because it has money. Your inheritance hooked to it.
Absolutely. That was established for us, but then everyone else is using it. All these corporations, these lending institutions, the school system, everyone is using it. Hospitals, except for us.
Oh, your job. Your job.
Yes.
A lot of people don't understand what slavery is. Slavery is having a job. Having a job.
That's funny.
You know... Yeah. A fucking job makes you pay the taxes for the business. The taxes it takes from you is the taxes it's supposed to pay.
That's right.
Now, everyone's getting a piece of the labor of the straw man. And you know what the straw man is left with? A third. He just has enough money to survive where everyone else is rich as fuck off of him.
That's right. And keep us coming back each day to try and make a little bit more and a little bit more just to survive.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. But I thank you, Jonah. I'm continuing to listen.
All right. Wonderful talking to you. Looking forward to talking to you again.
Thank you. Likewise, Jonah.
All right. Peace to the God.
All right, I'm going to the next caller. I'm going to caller 702-807. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace to the God. Peace, God. How you?
What up, brother? I'm doing wonderful, magnificent, and great. How you doing?
Doing wonderful, magnificent, and great, too, man.
Ah, shit.
Glad that health, perfect health flows to me easily.
Ah, shit.
Then the bread comes. Got to get that health straight.
I'd rather have
can't spread no bread if you ain't healthy. Of course,
fat.
All day long.
Fat.
That's the wealth. That's the wealth. So let me ask you something, G. Since you're on that line, since you was building about, I'll stay on topic here. Like you said, going into court with that, you know, like you said, people go in there and say they knock the straw man and all the so crazy shit.
Legal process. Right. Legal process doesn't mean necessarily going into their courts. It means doing your administrative process. Court is paperwork. But go ahead, bro.
Facts. Yeah, so far as I know this ain't Consultation Wednesdays, but we on this topic right here, which we're talking about people going in and like that. Oh yeah, G, and that secure party credited shit, bro, you already know. That's how a lot of people got locked up, man. That's how the Moors got locked up.
People act like it's real. They act like I'm lying. They want to debate. They want to lie and say, oh, I've done this, I've done that. Show me, nigga. But can't show me nothing.
Yeah. Nah, they can't show you nothing. And then the Moors that did do it here in Charlotte, they all got locked up. The feds came and got them all.
Yo. Sam Kennedy.
Came in and got them all.
Stroud. All the old
Winston Shroud.
Locked up.
God, he said Winston Shroud. Now that's oof, boy, yeah, no doubt.
You feel me?
He's
old.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah. Yeah, a lot of them. You're right. All of them got locked up. People was wondering where their bread was too. Charging people $5,000, $10,000, $15,000, $20,000. Right.
They taking people money.
Yeah.
For something.
They were taking people money.
You charge people for a service if the service works.
True indeed. True indeed. That's what makes you and separates you from the rest. Yeah, that's what separates you from the rest, bro.
Why do it if it don't do nothing?
Facts. I know, and I just can't understand why people still fucking with people that used to be on the show with. We ain't
neither.
Gonna say his name, but
me
you know,
neither.
I'm still scratching my fucking head.
But
I don't get that either.
They can deal with that person and that personality. Yeah, some people ain't meant to have truth. Some people, like if you are a beta male, you don't want to be
true.
Around someone who is
alpha male.
Alpha male takes your cookies. Mm-hmm. Alpha males
exactly.
make you wash their drawers in jail.
True indeed.
You know what I mean?
True.
So
yeah, right.
A lot
right.
of people can't deal with the alpha energy. You know what I mean?
True indeed. I know. I have that issue too. I have that issue too. But yeah, but at the same time, now let me ask you something, G. So now, having a perfected security interest now in the straw man. Once we've done did the lien, we did all that. We did everything that that you had taught. Now, going into the court, you always said going there as
I said all roads lead to court, and I
fact.
Also said change your mind, change your reality.
True indeed. True indeed. That's it. So now since having that and the trust is now and has true title to the straw
right.
man.
So
now let me ask you this, G. Now would it be an issue if you going in there as the straw man or going in
you
as the spiritual man?
You could
Okay, go ahead, G. Go ahead.
I wouldn't. I just broke it down just last week. Rule 17.
True.
Rule 17
mm-hmm.
tells you to come in how? Told you to come in
as
the express trust.
Okay, got that. So now I did the DBA already.
Rule,
right.
Yeah, Rule 17, this is why you got to do the DBAs. It says E, trustee of an express trust. You go in as that.
That's what I'm doing. I got it down. I'm just wanted to clarify that. I know you dropped it. I just wanted to make sure I was on the right path. But, yeah, I'm going in the next day. So, yeah, as the express trust. I got DBA done. I got everything done.
I'm giving you the law, what the law say. I ain't even giving you my opinion. Rule 17 is a law on who can sue and who can't sue.
Right. Exactly. There it is. Whew. Yeah, that's heavy, G. We getting there. I appreciate you, G, man, for staying with us, man, and not most teachers would have been gone by now, but I see you still here, and I appreciate your work, man. And
my job ain't over.
Just keep up the. No doubt. I know it ain't over, G. This shit don't end. People think, oh, nah. I already know, G. We've been on the circuit for a long time. We know this shit is not over. You still got to go in and sue, and then
really,
now you just drop something.
You know the Nicera shit, and Jacera's supposed to be jumping off, so they say. That's the rumor.
Hmm.
Even when that happens, it's not over.
Right. Oh, yeah, question, G. Where you get your garbs from, by the way?
Oh, my God. Man, so many places. But most of the places I fuck with be Indian.
Yeah, that's what I kind of figured, right?
Yeah, you're fucking with the Indians.
Okay. I thought somebody might have been stitching you up or something, you know. I didn't know. You know how the guys get.
I'm buying them already made. The only thing I had stitched up was, you know, my Tara Bush, my Fez, the black one with the gold and silver plate on it and all that. That's handcrafted.
Right, so now you just dropped something with that 13, G. You just said that if you are, what was it you said? If you are with that, because I'm not in front of my computer, I'm out and about.
Right.
So you said something about you didn't have to go about that process about suing or something like that. You said we can go in and go through, I know we're going to have to go through the governor, you said.
No, was all a part of, it wasn't part of 13, it was part of 112. 113 was saying a contract or a modification of a contract for sale or purchase of a security is enforceable whether or not is a writing signed or record authenticated by the party against the enforcement is sought. Even if the contract or modification is not capable of performance within 1 year of its making. So what it's saying is, yo, you could do fraud, but they can't say you doing fraud.
Right. Okay. Gotcha.
You have all rights to go after them.
Okay, so in result, we're still going to have to sue regardless.
That's what I haven't found anything that says anything different.
True indeed. No doubt. That's what's up. I'm all ears, G. I'm a year to four. Peace to the God, man. I see you the 17th, bro. All
right. Wonderful. I would love to see you. Peace, God.
No doubt. Peace, God. All
right. I'm going to 636-249. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace to the God. Jonah, I'm so happy and grateful that Jonah can explain to the point where I can understand UCC 8-112 and 113 or 8-113.
My question is, when these niggas is doing the SPC, how come they could never bring up the UCC? Because the SPC is supposed to be all about the UCC, right? How come they don't have the UCC in support of what they're doing and what they're saying?
Because they don't understand legal ease. No matter how good they are with their fancy words and things like that, they can't comprehend legal ease. I could have read this entire UCC 100 times, and I don't think I would have comprehended.
Right.
It's like it is embedded in you. What the brother said earlier. It's DNA, ancestors, 100%, because this stuff has been evasive for all of us. And I think it would continue that way
so
if
amazing.
You wasn't around. Right.
This shit is hard.
So
engineering helped me because they had shit written all fucked up too.
Y'all, for real?
Yeah.
With math, right? Engineering
was
100% math, right?
Oh, it wasn't the math that was hard. It was the word math that was hard. It was the wording.
Okay. Like theories?
It was like legal ease. Like...
I tell you, just like you said many, many years ago when you stated you got to read that IRS manual, the Bible, all these things read exact.
The same way.
How to separate things. They do.
Facts.
Law is just like that. So I want to just go through this really fast. A security certificate. It was basically saying that until you annex your security certificate and give it to your trust, then you, that's the only way that you comply with A. On SEC. B.
Yep. You're right.
You're saying... On uncertificated security, uncertificated security may be reached by a creditor only by legal process upon the issuer at its chief executive office. You're saying that now you have to go and tell your governor.
Yep.
This is what it is.
Yep.
That I want
who else do you have to put into that suit? Who else?
Who else?
C.
GPT.
Exactly.
My thing is, I'm going to say to you, I keep looking up DCT. What is DCT?
DCT. Depository Trust Company. DTC.
DTC. Depository Trust Company. Okay. Those are the ones that you talk to in order to sell securities. You have to get registered. Okay, I'm familiar.
So that's exactly who they gave it to. That's the intermediary.
Okay, cool.
When people were looking up Fidelity, they had to go on to the DTC site to see the monies. And that's what they did. Almost everything is ran through the DTC. Almost everything. Mm-hmm. Even your wire accounts, especially if you get in a house and you got a conventional FDH loan, it runs through the DTC for them to your money.
So you get all the information if anybody is tapping around with your strong.
Anyone touching.
All the information
anyone
right there.
Anyone touching. Yes.
Ooh, okay. Okay. All right. I'm going to fall back and continue listening, but also I'm going to ask Jonah, are you caught up with your consultations?
Yes, I am.
All right. I'm going to shoot you that, email or text message.
All right. Cool.
Peace to God.
Peace. Now, for all the people who don't know what DTC is, and I forgot y'all don't be knowing, or DTCC. Right. Let me put this in the chat for y'all so y'all could read it later on and comprehend. Sometimes I take for granted y'all know what I'm talking about. And someone asked me, what do you put in Fidelity? You put your social security number, your driver's license number and all that shit. And it comes back and tells you. But the process is hard. It's not as simple as just putting it in. They've made it much harder over the years because so many people was going to Fidelity. They said, what website? Fidelity, nigga. Damn. But you don't need to see it. Nigga, what good is seeing it? Learn how to fucking do it. Learn how to get to the securities. Don't worry about fucking seeing it. Anyway, the Depository Trust Company, DTCC, subsidiary of the Depository Trust Company, established in 1973, was created to reduce costs and provide clearing and settlement efficiencies by immobilizing securities and making book entry changes to ownerships of securities. DTC brings efficiency to the securities industry by retaining custody of more than 1.3 million active securities, issued value of $54 trillion as of 7/31/2017, including securities issued by the U.S. and more than 131 countries or territories. DTC securities movements for the NSCC net settlements of for institutional trades, which typically involve money and securities transferred between custodian banks and brokers, dealers, as well as money and money market instruments. Now, it says way more stuff than that. You probably want to read the whole thing. I'm gonna allow y'all to go do that for some homework. I'm going to the next caller. I didn't lost my place. I'm going to 619-946. Peace to the God. Peace.
I said peace to the God. I'm so happy and thankful that Lord, Sons of Money, Perfect Health and Safety flow to me, you, and everybody listening quickly and easily, Jonah. Peace. Peace to the God. Jonah. Jonah Bay. What? Ali. Ali Allah.
Facts, no doubt. Thank you, God. Thank you.
For sure. I ain't forget. I see the garbage shit fresh. For sure, man. Yo, you going into it, I went back, as you said, and went back to the old show. And as you always do, you always give it to us prior. And you dropped it, man, and 102 and 20. It goes into all the other ones about the clearinghouse.
Right.
And the DTC. Yes, it's more in there. Mm-hmm.
It's
mm-hmm.
way more in there.
You're on point. You're on point.
And,
the securities.
Even 113 tells you it goes to the issuer, mm-hmm. right? The issuer.
Mm-hmm.
The birth certificate.
The county.
A birth certificate issued by the United States. So the SPC got people looking for the money in the wrong place. The SEC has you, United States needs the birth certificate. It has you hand over your birth certificate, give them a whole harmless agreement, an indemnity bond, so they could tap into your money with no fault.
It's really
with the SEC process, which allowed the United States to have so much money that they could hire more.
Yeah, all right, you gone?
All this fucked up shit to us, secret wars and all this shit. That's why mm-hmm. they taught. I believe that the government taught the SPC to have y'all hand over the securities.
You said that last time, and look who's doing it. Look at the, some of the characters that we find in that promoting that shit. You got what I'm saying? Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah, you're on point, John. You're on point because they're trying to deter. You nailing it. I'm going to see you in July anyways. I already got my ticket. I got my plane flight. I'm already there, dog.
I'm looking forward to seeing all of y'all.
We're
going to have to go out for a drink.
Oh, yeah, we definitely going to do that, man. We definitely going to do that. You know what? I'm dealing with Chase Bank with the trust right now. And mm-hmm. it's very interesting that they're doing all types of running around. Very interesting, man.
Right.
All types of running around over that account.
They don't like you to have a lodeo title to nothing. And that's mm-hmm. what you're doing when you go setting up this express trust and doing it.
I'm with you, Jonah, man. You right on point, God. And we're studying. We got everything in place. And we're studying, God. We're right here with you.
All right, then. Peace, God. Wonderful talking to you. See you on July.
For sure.
Peace, God.
All right, no doubt.
All right, I'm going to 719-301. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace. I'm so happy and grateful for are large, some of the monies that flow to us all quickly and easily.
Ah, shit. What up, God?
Now, oh, it's all good, man. It's all good. I got some questions regarding this shit you just dropped today. First question. So we know that everything is just based on law. From Rule 220, 144, the rules of procedures,
yep.
Rule 17.
Yep. Yep.
Now, one thing that stumbles me a little bit, the UCC has a lot of validity to it. It gives you a lot of insight. But
yes.
You know how if you look at USC codes, it gives you reference to public laws?
Yes.
Even though we know that's copyrighted too, we know UCC is copyrighted too, but it doesn't give you any reference to where it comes from. So how
because
can we
it
use
comes
that?
From karma.
Okay.
Those are the rules to commerce and contracts, right? Now, they separated it from the U.S. Code. First of all, the U.S. Code ain't even for y'all. The U.S. Code is for people who work for the government. But the problem is they got you tripped up thinking your straw man works for the government and they enforcing the laws for the government on everyone else.
Mm. Okay. Yeah. So now, since the state is where it's at, and you dropped that a while back about the fact that the state is the one that really gives it, well, the county and the state are the one that gives it to the federal. And
yo,
the 74th Congress,
on YouTube,
Section 1.
You go on YouTube, put in Google CAFR accounts, C-A-F-R accounts. It's videos on it. People who did mad research. White people that did mad research. Yo, you don't have to believe me. It's known. You can Google
Right. Your
account and you could read it yourself or you can listen to it on YouTube. It's up to you.
Yeah,
you don't have to believe
you gave
me.
Us the, yeah, you gave us the congressional law too of how it's created.
Right.
So
you don't have to believe me. You know what I mean? I don't never want y'all to believe me. That's why I give y'all the law.
Right. So since the state and the county is where it's really at, do you think it would be best when doing this? I know it's not here yet, but just...
Okay. It's just like when I went into... When I went into Articles Confederation last week, right? It told you that the state retains all.
Yes.
All is past... what's the names, right?
Mm-hmm.
All is sovereignty. That's why the state has the CAFR accounts and all that. The states have more money than the federal government. They retained it all.
Mm-hmm.
Because the actual documents that created all of this said they had to retain it all. When listen, let me tell y'all something, man. Something that's crazy. You heard of a Mormon, right?
Yep.
Did you ever peep the name Mormon?
Yeah.
Mormon?
Yeah.
Did you know that the guy who created the Mormons was a Moor? He was black? They killed him.
Yes.
Supplanted him with a white boy, Joseph Smith. His name was Joseph Smith, but he was a black man. And they put a white guy there under his name and derailed the whole shit. He was supposed to bring about letting all the Moors know who they were and who the people in America were. But they had to shut that shit down. Y'all don't even know. Like 95% of the people that y'all call the founding fathers of shit are melanated. Y'all been bamboozled. None of this shit real. The best thing they did was they are supreme liars. But here's the thing. Don't blame white people. Do not blame white people.
Right,
white people
right.
are being used as a pawn for the days. The DEY Moors to supplant all of y'all.
Boy, that's some deep shit right there. That's some real shit. That's some real shit.
It was your own
we
people.
The ones who really got the money.
Your own people
right.
did this shit, man.
Yeah, and that Joseph, the real Joseph Smith dude, was the one who gave him access to the mounds where they got all those tablets and images.
Exactly.
And their
exactly. Exactly.
They did the whole practical.
All right, perfect example. I love Horace Butler, Rocks Cry Out. He was the one that also gave them access to all these burial sites and mounds, too, through his book, When Rocks Cry Out.
Word.
This is why he ain't made a second one yet. The problem
is still alive?
When we go to teach our people, yeah, he's still alive. When we go teach our people, they listen more than our people do. Everyone knows this is the real old world. Everything started from here, what you call the Americas. If something started before the Americas, guess what it was called? Mu and Atlantis.
Okay.
The two continents that's under the water now. Now, remnants are still there. The remnants of Atlantis is what y'all call Jamaica and all them islands. Hawaii, all them islands is part of Atlantis. Now, the shit that fucks me up, people talk about the continent divide, right? And they say, well, America was connected to Africa. How could that be possible if there was another continent there? And that continent is under the water. They act like America just floated away from Africa. No, that ain't what happened. The water rose. Continents went under the water. And
right.
That's the continent that was connected. All the Caribbean. Bermuda Triangle, Bermuda, all that shit was part of Atlantis. On the other side was the islands that was connected to Mu. Now, if you ain't talking about those continents, everything started here in America. And before those continents, everything started in what y'all call the North Pole. Because Eden is up there. It's four continents up there that and streams go north, south, east, west, and it feeds the whole world. And Mount Meru is up there.
Eden. Oh, word.
Mm-hmm. And there's maps.
I never heard of that.
There's still maps left of this shit. This is the shit they hiding from y'all. You know?
You know, one thing I do know is how I know this is the old world is when you start looking at, like, the species and families of plants and birds, they name most of the birds in the Americas, like certain sparrows, they name them old sparrows. And then when you, old world sparrow, and when you look at certain, the same type of sparrow from other parts of the world, but just different species, they name them new world sparrow. So
exactly.
Like obvious shit in biology.
Exactly.
They let you know.
Horses. Elephants, all that originated here. They were brung over to Africa and all that. And they can prove it.
Right.
Crazy.
All right, right. But let's go back to this commerce real quick, though. So since we know that admissible evidence is what wins cases, then would it be at some point, since we know admissible evidence is what wins cases, would it be necessary at some point to do an audit on that bond? To show certain trails of certain things?
Well, that's why you have to do the intermediary who's in charge of it. He knows everyone he paid.
Okay.
He knows everyone that was sent loot, securities.
Gotcha.
And that's the DTC.
Got you. And that's the banking stuff with Express Trust. Okay. All right, then.
Just because the governor gave permission to the comptroller of the county to do certain shit. He don't know what he's doing, but that's how you get all the records is bring all those people in and demand
it. There are sharecroppers.
It is your, see what y'all really don't realize that when I'm talking about the history of the planet, when I'm talking about what continents and who moved from where, like it's a spiritual book called the Maccabees. It's akin to the Bible, right? It tells you in the Maccabees who
inherit what? Right? So when you're talking about the Kaffir accounts, you're really talking about your inheritance that was passed down from your forefathers and foremothers. They have all of us. They said, well, after the cataclysm, we didn't know who was who and who this shit belongs to, so we put it all in trust. And the only people that can get it is the people who know who they are, and they can go into the trust, prove who they are, and get their inheritance. These are the billionaires of the world, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you ain't getting your shit without knowing who your forefathers and foremothers are, right? So
right. This
is why you got to know this shit. This is why you got to study the Bible and the spiritual books. But y'all ain't
yes.
doing it. I mean, it's just like, I'll give you an example. All of us are sinners. Black
right.
women, black men. Let me show you how. The Bible okay. told you, be fruitful and multiply, right? Y'all niggas don't even want to have babies no more. Right?
Yo.
And then it told the man to be a provider for his family. It told the woman to be a helpmate for the man. That was commands. The women don't want to motherfucking follow men no more and help them. They want to be side by side by him or be above him. That's a sin. That ain't what you was put here to do.
Mm-hmm.
No one's doing their fucking jobs. And this is
Damn.
Also why they ain't got the inheritance. Now, you were
right.
misled to do this shit by the devil, but y'all still participate. I'm just keeping it real,
yo. On the line of not having children, I was having a conversation with one of my brothers a few days ago. So let me ask you this, because this is my personal perspective of it, and I need to grow based on the things you know that I don't know. I think bringing children into this world is like, because you know this earth is a prison. It's like, my thing is, why would you bind a soul and a spirit into a body?
Says who?
The experience of this shit, man. The natural toil of it. Even if you got money.
Because you're a sinner, it's a prison?
Well, my life is not fucked up, man. Yeah.
Then why are you saying it's a prison? Prison life ain't good.
I'm telling you, this shit. I'm going to
keep it real,
yo.
I'm blessed. Highly favored. My life is it's heaven on earth. The biggest problems I have is dealing with people that I teach. Life is fucking awesome. All my kids is a blessing.
Yes.
So I stopped sinning as much, and it became a blessing.
Yeah.
So if it's a prison, maybe you need to stop sinning. Did you know owing debt is a sin?
Yes.
I'm trying not to owe nobody nothing.
Hmm.
I ain't going through the same shit everyone going because I started being obedient.
Right. I guess it's my understanding of what those commandments are. I have yet to really get a grasp of it.
Man, I said it earlier. Change your mind, change your reality.
Right.
Yeah. Well, wonderful talking to you, God. Peace.
Yeah. Peace to the God.
I'm going to call her 336-722. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace, Elder Bay Ali. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful, man.
Yeah, I see you. I see
over here,
you on YouTube.
Like
you're looking
myrrh. I got the
I thought that's what you were dealing with.
On the incense burning, I'm wearing it. You know what I mean? I'm fucking straight Muslim.
Right.
Straight out of
yo,
the Bible.
You were sitting,
straight out of
I
the
I saw you, and that, listen, as you were talking the Bible, and you were spitting that truth about how, you know, the women have to be this way. The men need to be. I say he's shaking the very foundation of civilization out of his mouth. Word up.
Isn't this why y'all come to me for child support?
to help you out of child support because you was a sinner. You fucked it up.
Facts. Facts.
You know what I mean?
Yup.
We
yep.
really, you know, yep. we got men wanting to be women. We got women wanting to be men. You got men that's real feminine. You got women that's real masculine. They're not in their femininity. You know,
men all in their feelings. Hey, you know what?
Sinners, man. I'm straight just sad.
Straight up, God. Straight up. Man, fire topic tonight, man, as you discuss, you know, that whole idea of you know, 8-112 and 8-113, you know,
yeah.
that lawful remedy that you're speaking of, it seems kind of vague in some ways. I'm wondering, are we going to have to actually issue them an entitlement order?
Listen,
through
remember,
the trust.
Remember, when I gave y'all, what, the executor letter of your trust, your express trust, you give out
right.
orders. You give out orders.
Yes. Yes. See, because you already showed
now, remember,
how to do the promissory
it
process.
It didn't tell you what process to do. It just
exactly.
told you what.
What?
A legal
yep.
process.
A legal
right?
process.
It
okay.
did not say what to do.
Right.
Now,
right.
this is where you would want to go into equity and read
mm-hmm.
the equity laws in the template I have, right, to
all
tell
right.
you which one would be best. Now, also, you got to think, in my cheat sheet, it talks about ancient documents and records being proof. Of who you are and getting your money back from your ancestors, right?
Right.
So it says that for a reason. So I just told you it's a Bible called the Maccabees that breaks it down. You could bring that
wow.
in. You could bring that in if you know it good enough.
Right. Right, because I got a case where they where a auto industry was suing the banks for not honoring their entitlement order.
Exactly.
Yep.
Exactly.
So I'm figuring we probably gonna have to give them some type of order.
It specifically, well, it's gonna be an order, and the order is gonna be given by an equity court or you. Now, in equity, you normally put your own order in, and they sign off on it. You see what I'm saying?
I see you. I see you.
Specifically, never told you what to do exactly. It just said what? Legal process.
Legal process. That's all they saying. Yup. 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 They leaving it. They leave. But you know. Shout out to you.
Now
you
know
you got the mastermind.
The Bible, the Quran, all the spiritual books tell you how to do a legal process. This is why we were talking about the administrative process. 1, 2, 3. That's from the Bible. That is a legal process.
Correct. Your injunction. That is a legal process. That's a
and
fucking
it
court
even
order.
About, hold on. You know it talked about an injunction right here at the end.
Mm-hmm. 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 That's why I'm thinking. I'm thinking, you know, hey, you got a combination of things there you about to bring to the DTCC. And I'm going to tell you something. That's some bold shit you're doing.
Mm-hmm. Now, someone said the Book of Maccabees is only in the Catholic Bible. Now, y'all know it's supposedly it's the Catholics that's running all this shit. Rome, right?
Right.
Mm. Just something to make you go, mm.
Right. Right.
Yes, they
because
do call it the Apocrypha.
Yes. Yes, the books that they omitted from the Bible. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yep. Well, wow. Hey, man, I'm following, so... Everything go well. I look forward to seeing you on the 17th.
All right. For sure, God. Thank you. Peace.
All right. Peace.
If y'all don't know, everyone, when he said the 17th, there is a webinar coming up July 17th right here in Atlanta, Georgia, with your boy Jonah Bay, where I'm going to be talking about private banking and go much further into these laws and how to utilize them to start stepping to these niggas with a legal process, trying to see if we get these damn securities, B. I want to be a billionaire. You know what I mean? I know you do. I don't want to sin no more. Anyway, for more information, go to jonahbay.com to get your tickets and everything, to find out the location, all of that for the seminar on July 17th with your man Jonah Bay, the private banking seminar. All right? All right, I'm going to the next caller. I'm going to caller 484-485. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace, peace, God.
What up, God?
Hey, Jonah, man. What's going on? I'm the newbie. I talked to you before, Jamal. All
right, what up, Jamal?
Vegan boss. What's going on, God? I had a question about the 9-8. Like, I'm getting different information from people, right?
Okay.
I got a 9-8 trust. I got a 9-8 set up, right? So
how when you say you got a 9-8 trust, do you really have one? Do you really have one?
Yes,
I got the number.
Well, I called.
You got the number.
I got the 9-8.
You got the 9-8 number. You don't have the trust. You had the number.
Right.
The trust is when you have your declaration of trust and you register it down in the real estate department of the county. You don't got that.
Mm-hmm. No, I don't have that. Nope.
All right. Go ahead.
So I'm talking to numerous people. You know the gurus who think they're talking about. I heard you talking about that, the SP package, SBC package. Like,
yes.
They got me on that. Like,
They got me too. Yo, they got me too. Yo, you're not alone.
Yeah, I bought an SBC package. I bought an SBC package and all that shit like that.
Who
I did the county report and all that shit like that.
Who you buy from, God? Who
and,
you buy from?
Some girl named Joanna.
Okay.
Joanna Johnson, something like that. Like online. Have you ever heard of it?
Nah.
Yeah, but anyway, she got me doing all these remedies, right? So I showed her how I got my 9-8, right?
Uh-huh.
I showed her how I got my 9-8, and she was saying that my 9-8 is incorrect because I had an American address on it, my mailing address. She said it was incorrect. So I was like, why is it incorrect?
You're supposed to have a foreign address and then a mailing address in America.
Right. That's why I have it set up like that. I have my foreign address, which is 585B, it's out of Peru, and then my mailing address is my P.O. box here in America. So she was telling me that it was correct. Like when I go to set up my trust or whatever like that, that they're going to reject my trust because of that American address on there. Is this true?
That's a damn lie.
I'm saying, like, so I'm just getting all this different information. It's like I'm confusing, but now that I've been listening to you and your radio stations, like you've been.
When I'm the one who taught everyone how to get a 9-8 number, and I did it out of the IRS manual, right?
Okay. Right.
And the manual, if you get a 9-8 number, you are seen as foreign. They gave you the number, you are foreign. Now.
Okay.
It all depends on how you operate it. Don't give it back to you. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. So another thing is what I've done, right? So now I did an 8832. I got a state EIN.
Yep.
I did all that, and I put everything up under it. I never received the green card back. They received it May 1st. I never got it back yet. So
back when you're dealing with your trust. So go ahead.
They only going to give it back when I'm dealing with my trust?
No, they don't when you're dealing with your trust.
Okay, so what would be my next step? Like, what would I do next? Now that I got all this, I got all this.
You got your injunction now?
I got a 9-8.
You got your injunction?
I got my injunction, and I talked to you about that. I got my injunction, and I sent it twice already. I'm going to send it to you.
Good. Now, after you do your injunction.
Because you told me to do it twice.
After you do your injunction, the next things you're going to work on is you're going to have to do your copyright at mycopyright.com or Copyright Depot, right? Just Google my name, Jonah Bay Copyright or Jonah John Scott Copyright. It'll come up, right? You want to do your copyright, then you want to start working on your non-UCC. Then you're going to start working on your Express Plus.
All right. So now another question I got for you. So I showed her what was the name on it, right? It say Express Grantor Trust. Is that right?
Or I don't. Express Trust? I don't never put the word grantors. I put trust, Express Trust.
Yeah, I put that on there. So that, and I mean, what I had to change that, or do that matter when I called
it
and I got the
really
98 name?
But what you have to know is more adjectives you add on, the more you limit your trust. So if you just say Express Trust, that means any trust that you express, the way you express it, it's no limitation. You don't want to use any of those other terminologies. You're putting limitations on.
Right, right, right. And so do I have
like,
to do the name
what
change
I mean
on there?
Even further. Let me explain what I mean even further. If I say that a man, you don't know what type of man it is. It could be any man, right? But if I say a black man, I just narrowed it down to just only black men. Each adjective narrows the definition.
Okay. All right. So let's explain that a little bit clearer. I got a lot of questions for you. How do I get a court case moved out of the into like an Article 3 court? How do I get it moved out of the courtroom? I got beef right now with a possession of a firearm.
You would really have to go into equity court, but doing it the straw man's way, you would do a notice of removal and remove it to federal court. Then you would do a notice of removal while in federal court, saying you had to go to the Supreme Court to be heard. Or
you would do
what is called appeals, and it'll get there eventually.
So do you have the templates on that, on the notice of removal, or?
It's in
like,
the archive.
How do I draw that up? It's in the
archive.
As far as like,
yeah.
Yeah, I got to go into all your archives on YouTube.
You got
to
really
go on and listen
to
all that stuff.
The archives, go to SoundCloud.com. And you listen to the archives there from 2014 to current. And it's when I was doing all these shows, and I go into all of it in depth.
Okay. So I need to go back to the drawing board to that. Because like I said, I'm a newbie, but a lot of people have been sending me in your direction. Like, you've been like, really on point with everything that you're talking about.
Right. If you go into the archives and you listen, what's going to happen for you is – you're going to hear the law, and you're going to hear me read the law, and you're going to look it up, and you're going to know why you're doing stuff. You're going to know how to defend it and all that. See, a lot of these people, they talk about shit. They can't defend nothing. They don't know the laws. They don't know why they're doing it, how they're doing it. You know what I mean? So the archives, like, say, for instance, a year from now, someone goes back and listens to this show. You know good and damn well. I started the show off reading UCC 8-112, and then I did UCC 8-113, and I broke it down. I gave y'all the law. So in the archive,
the whole archive
is me giving you laws and breaking it down.
Yeah, definitely in that injunction. That injunction is like all law in that joint. Like, so, all right, what was fines I'm waiting to get back from them? Like, remember you said it was an administrative process. Like, I sent it to them twice already. Like, how they supposed to respond back? Like, I supposed to get a letter back or something like that? Or saying I'm going to do that to chain list? Like,
Ask that again. Slow down and ask me that again.
So, you said do the administrative process as far as sending them the notice to do not detain, the injunction, three times. I did it. I've done it twice already. So all three of them, you told me I'm in Pennsylvania.
So after you do it the third time,
what response am I looking for?
Mm-hmm. It's done. See, you got to realize that Johnson, you're not asking for shit. They've already made a promise to follow it. The injunction is talking about the Constitution, which they took an oath to. They already have to follow. It's already done. All right,
so, yeah, I got that in. Yeah, I got that in. That's secure. I got the Pennsylvania joint. And I'm going to send the third notice this week. So now, you know, when I go back in court, whatever the case may be, I could be talking about, you know, my stuff in court because I'm secured on that. I got the injunction in.
Right.
But I was just wanted to get you on the phone, at least to, I can go back to the archives and listen. How can I get that my case removed out of that courtroom into a
federal
courtroom?
It's called diversity of jurisdiction. Google that, diversity of jurisdiction, and that's how you remove from one court to the next.
Diversity of jurisdiction.
Yeah.
Okay, I do got one more, and then I'm out of here. All right, how do I register? Do I go on Dun & Brad and register my estate EIN so I can start doing the credit profile?
I did. That's how I built the credit.
Okay, so I it's a fee on there, right? Where you go, like, how do I go? Let's go on there and register it?
You actually pay. Shit worth having ain't free.
Right. You pay, and then... That's your whole profile. Then I can start, like, I can take that to the bank or whatever the case may be and then open
diversity
up a bank account with that and everything.
Diversity jurisdiction is up under 28 U.S.C. 1332.
Okay. Diversity jurisdiction. Can you spell that? V-R-S-I-T-Y?
I just told you 28 U.S.C. 1332, bro.
All right. 28 U.S.C. I'm trying to write down the notes and everything you told me. So
that means you're going to go to the law. You don't have to look up the law yourself. I just did it for you. Just go to the law.
Say it again because it broke up.
You don't have to go to the law
yourself.
You don't have to go to the law yourself. I just told you the law. Go there and read it.
28. Yeah, repeat it one more time, and I'm out of here.
Oh, 28 U.S.C.
1332. Okay. U.S.C. 1332.
Peace,
God. Thanks.
No problem.
Talk to you Wednesday.
I tell you Wednesday. Yo, that's our show for today. We out of time. Like I said, we got an upcoming seminar July 17th in Atlanta, Georgia. Private banking seminar is $300, $300 at the door. If you need the address or all of that, go to jonahbay.com. The flyer's up there. And don't ask me no crazy shit. Someone was like, yo, what's the location? The goddamn location is on the flyer right there. It's Sonesta Select, 1132 Techwood Drive, Northwest Atlanta, Georgia, 30318. The address is there, right? Show up and be square. All right, we out of here, y'all. Thanks for tuning in. I'll talk to you again Wednesday. Peace to the gods. I am just putting the information down for the show. For the gram. June 28th. Space 2021. Post. All right, let me end it here.